Swelling rivers have broken their banks in several parts of the Czech Republic. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has promised dissatisfied doctors higher salaries from funds saved within a radical healthcare reform. And former Ukrainian Minister Bohdan Danilishin, who was granted asylum in the Czech Republic, has been released from custody. Swelling rivers broke their banks on Friday in several parts of the Czech Republic. The Labe in northern Bohemia flooded a major thoroughfare between the city of Děčín and the capital. A swollen stream closed a Czech-German border crossing in the Most area. Czech authorities issued mid- and high-level warnings on Friday in the regions of Plzeň, Karlovy Vary and Ústí. Authorities in Prague halted traffic on the Vltava. The danger of floods is the result of a continuing thaw that has hit the country. Warmer temperatures and steady rainfall are only expected to continue into the weekend. Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas met on Friday with the head of the Czech Doctors' Chamber, Milan Kubek, to discuss the situation in the healthcare system threatened by mass resignations of dissatisfied doctors. After the meeting, Mr. Nečas said the government would not increase doctors' salaries immediately, but promised that funds saved in a planned radical healthcare reform would be used to that effect eventually. For his part, Mr. Kubek welcomed the Prime Minister's efforts, but said if no reform takes place, doctors would leave the country in unprecedented numbers. Former Ukrainian Economy Minister Bohdan Danilishin, who has been granted asylum in the Czech Republic, was released from custody on Friday. Mr. Danilishin, who served in the government led by former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko from 2007 to 2010, faces prosecution in Ukraine for abuse of power, along with several of his former colleagues. He was detained in the Czech Republic on an Interpol arrest warrant in October. He denied any wrongdoing and applied for asylum. After his release from custody on Friday, Mr. Danilishin thanked the Czech government for upholding the principles of freedom and democracy. The Czech government is considering scrapping a multi-billion environmental clean-up tender, the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes reported on Friday. Citing anonymous sources from all three coalition parties, the paper said Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek from Topo 9, who had long advocated the deal, was ready to give it up under pressure from Prime Minister Nečas and other members of the cabinet. The winner of the tender, which might be the highest such deal ever awarded by the Czech government, should remove environmental damages in companies privatized in the 1990s. The process has been criticized for lack of transparency and a great risk of corruption. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The weekend will be overcast with occasional rain and fog. Daytime highs should range between 6 and 10 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.